That was corporation land, and he says that he sees a problem, that there could be fighting, there could be, you know, a lot of misunderstanding created by many people because of this.
Chalisu Kanika Nangaluku Kan Kanut Katah Kamagutta 1971 am king on the youth at Neat Lagan got to I meeting Alani am Skoni with the Lama Nichu Ganakluki. Umyacht Kuralachtazu Kaisun Magutta King Oxid Kanguta Tawakum Tamakin Nunataiskun and Kaisun Yuchikat. Tamakut Mikilingut Makutayagua to Muyak Laganka. Kaisun Ika Yunaksu Yaksuki, Kaisun.
Okay. His last area of concern deals with afterborns, which were referred to afterborns, 1971 on, children who are born. His question is how, in his thinking, how can they live without land? You know, they just because they're born after 1971, they're not treated like the rest of us who have a share of land or whatever. And in his mind, he would like to figure out a way to be able to help these afterborns. He didn't come up with any immediate suggestion. But his second thing is a suggestion, that is that he heard Mr. Berger, I guess, mention earlier today something about extending the deadline for 1991. In 1991, I guess there's a provision there. If people want to, they can extend the restriction of stock or whatever for 20 years. He says that he is for that, and if that can be possible to be worked out, he would like to see people work on that extension.
Thank you, sir.
First guy, Ivan Brunka.
Just as he left the microphone, he said a few words. I think that's what you're getting at. Yeah.
Oh, he said this was a good meeting. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that. He said that this was a good meeting. He likes these kind of meetings where people are not really hollering and fighting and, you know, yelling back at each other. A chance to just share concerns and... It was my fault, I didn't tell you that, but this is, or is this closing statement?
My name is Mary Tuggin and I'm from Kligink, Alaska. Mary Tully. I think the afterborns should receive some shares because who will run our corporation after our generation? They are native just like us. The shareholder could own less shares, but in the future, the afterborns could help run the corporation. If they don't get shares, they won't have a say in what goes on, and no one will run our corporation. They need to have some shares so they can become our future leaders and continue governing our corporation. You have to have some shares so you can become a shareholder, and the shareholders are the people who select the board of directors who they want to represent them. Our council of Klignik is a traditional village council. This means we get to govern ourselves. Many of the same people run the corporation. So the afterborns must be a part of our corporation in order for our traditional village council to still be around after our generation and for our culture to survive. Thank you.
Wait a minute. I have a question. I think Bob is handing that, huh?
Yeah. Not everyone has the ear full.
I don't want
that makes it difficult because I talk at the same time.
I'll just stay right here.
Yeah. Well,
not everyone has the ear full. We don't want
Okay.
I'm Carol Acklecock, and I'm originally from Ekwak, and I'm going to school in Klignik. As a stockholder of one of the native corporations, I feel that we have to do something soon about the land, stock, and culture. If people don't do something quick, we may lose them all. Through our combined resources, I feel that people can work together. By working together, we can get a lot more done, but something has to be done soon because the year 1991 is not too far away. I know that part of our culture is already lost, but we can still renew it. Thank you.
Kassadun mai kan gadahta. My name is, for the record, my name is Joseph L. Clark from Clark's Point. I'm a stockholder or shareholder in the Sewell Corporation as well as the BBNC Corporation. I'm going to attempt to tell you about what I thought was good of the ANSCA, and I might touch on the afterborns and what I thought maybe, or offer a suggestion. What I thought was good of ANSCA was, if some of us remember, I think we're getting to a point where the other people, when I say the other people, meaning not natives, was regarding us as though we're somewhat like the other people regard Negroes. Excuse the impression if there's any niggers here. But I, from my observation, I believe this was coming about. But when Anska came, this wiped it completely out. Now we are citizens plus in the eyes of the other people, which I thought was very, very good. I believe that there was a wrong in our what we call the afterborns, for the simple reason that, as far as Anska is concerned, they're no longer natives. They're not regarded as natives. They have no voice in the corporations. And this is what we're all talking about. I think I can't make up my mind whether we should have restricted or unrestricted stocks. But the suggestion that I'm about to offer might solve some problems. And I think I made this remark several years ago to the corporations, and they took it kind of like a joke. I thought about it some more, and I thought maybe this might be the way to go. See, I really don't care who really owns the land. I'm not concerned, I shouldn't be, I don't think, concerned too much about who actually owns the land. What I am concerned, though, of is how we're able to maybe retain the use of this land for subsistence and all customary uses which were used before Anska. I think this is very important. I've heard people say that maybe this Anska was made to lose. And I think what these people are thinking about, unless I misinterpret them, is that someplace down the road, money sometimes run out. And because of that, through taxation or whatever, Anska lands could, in fact, lose. So I think it's very important now that we put some kind of a covenant on our lands, whether we do it through corporations or we request the Congress to put these stipulations in for protection, because we all feel, especially the people, the native people, I'm sure feel very strong about land. This is where they came from. This is what they use when they're on land and living, and this is where we're going to go back to when we die. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Aguna kalaqtha min kalaqut ksuangermiwa mumiqsqaqwa naspaqata a siuqliqqattaya awaina sonneritarputna tsuu klaqqsaguyaqmiwa I la come to mani Tagwama kalah koshiya iya kausing wahto lugi faut piugaya kanka kan awai kan kan gay guloni piuka sinum miaminiya matum hatoya Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Actum asil lagink. Tumk Alaska Native Land Claimer Manna Pioch Pailigan. Magutwani Ai Paimta. Taimo Hankuta Apalaraput Kassank, what Leon Renoran. Umyacht Kut Glasruya Kite Kutta. The Hutan Rich Kutta. Ayokstasiut Kukuya Ayokutta. Tumut Salarita, Torstuna. Tumut Salaratstuna. Aulu Glasruya Kutta. Tuossa hukka manna Alaska Native Land Claimer piuhtan. Kassa tamakutta, huankuta tsao vahluta. Ilaksuuming ahluta. Esmuksistun pitahluta, piiuming ahluta. Maani suua. Sittisen naani fattava maa niitlellä rätsiä. Huatan nunamma. Esläitä piaramkstunna. Pilräänyn huottu illaut ngahluta. Tuo tamana huoni ja taima asliin umtuumum johtkhani oaa ja asilraa guluni. Tuo sunnatsali kanskhanna tunglea kalakhtkhan huottu ja tunglea. Maku 1971 naam kingoni johtkhatta. Sali sinä umjohtkriminiä, asiikin ritsaksinä, tamakut piilnuhtun huottoi ajokutskumafknaki. Sali magut huot umjohtklata illaitte huotin kanlata 1971 naam huokin ohkun juhtkrat junritut. Maakun huottoi Lään kriimamma kannut kumashakun juunrinuhstun ajuklutun. Juutluu ja huankuuta lään kriimamme siimallarani ja kohtu ahkamtnik juunrumman huankuutistun ja kohtu siiganaatun. Nunaamu kvallu seuraamuk. Kaisun taimaa avai kannrinukka tamana sohtsakaan. Taukoam chali ya unakhwani ya pingayon kanlha makutwattoya stakat 1991 nam nunnini ya restriktamalhkat walluqa restriktamanritlhkat lin umyomini fattoya ai pagnihtoktaim umyomikun Atau cukup kesana nak guna alat kaum yami. Tawam, hutan hangkuda hutan yugunia, tamaskum ta umyakt kumayak sutawa kanaganani hutan pioksi umyakt kanrit nilunia. Ach cakak suku hutan umyakt kanrit niluku kitum yum nuna pikuucah Unakhwani umyoksunak putu kwanguta kaisun nunavut manat rumeak kautimtnika kaisun huattoya imustun tamal rätstunna ayukutak kaun relutsik putman nunavut tamanakhwani kwanguta jalleak kauluku. Pisukweraput 1971 nak pailgan. Pisukuvik lasput. Jalisua nuna atuulas hukuvukutai maasakun 1971 naak pailigan. Una huottua lään kliimak piuh pailigan. Tamana huania pisuulas hukut atuulas hukut nunamma tamana umyoksukua 1991 naam kingooni huottua jali yilhtka tamana wa kannotka tosu fani khon fani attautsiqqa ketsalqa qanlkhani ai pagni hukka watn yulhutum ni qoyukhluta khanguta Chuk unahotokanhtuka umyuangumta at tauchimka angalutasu totin piahkauluta matumkotonunamka awai kanot ki kavanan chiluta angaruluta totstuna atuahkauluku yum nun nauti watluhankuta nun nautfutta watlua ikayung chakaluta kangusamka Kangusani ku chalist putta chalif kagalukiya kaisunna atulat kah putta mana sait nunna pichik kah tuku hukka pikumtu nuttana chiun kailun sun hutta yoksu ta pifknata ta ugama sohluku atulat kah kununavut manna awani chiuk farnia Chiunak kamt ni fattoya Torstun pikum tu fattoya pilhkang khachiguk. Aguna fattoya kalak kotka Iga kakutka fanifa Tamaskona kanut khachakka Ilakkui kumasin kanutuk me yakkaji. Torstun.
Aguna hawaii kanut kam.
My name is Jackie Knutson. There are three things I'd like to talk about the Land Claims Bill. One is the land, one is the afterborn, one is the time limit. Land. When we were fighting for the land, when we were saying that we were for, when we were saying Alaska land was ours, I was one of the board members at that time. When it first started, we had tied up the land for 12 years, saying that this land was ours. For 12 years, you guys had extra 12 years to hunt and fish on your land as you wish. And then when it came time to vote from our corporation, I voted no on the land claims bill, because I wanted 360 million acres. They voted for 40 million. The reason why I wanted 360 million acres was because of my grandfathers that were here before anybody else that were here. And then after the settlement, we came back and they told each of the regions that they have to stake out the land. And at that time, I happened to be one of the board members, and they asked me to plot on the map the land that the corporation should take, and I did. I took the pencil, went up to the map, and I drew from the from down peninsula area on the south, on the Pacific side, went up to Iliamna Mountains, all the way around the mountains. All the mountains going to Togiak. I said, this is the land I want. So some of my board members laughed. They thought it was too much land. But now I want you guys to take a good look at what the land is. How much land do we have? Manukurok people go from Manukurok to Stuyok or Malchatna in one day to go hunting. Before it used to take days, months. Togiak people go over to Igigik to hunt one day. Before it used to take years or months and days. So that's why I voted and I drew that map. And they just laughed on that. Now, afterborn. and this is going to be some issue. And if you wake up and take a good look at each village at your afterborn, and take count and see how many afterborns there are, you better have a good answer why I said no to the land claims bill, because they didn't include afterborn. And now they are starting to speak. We have a few people here, a few young ones here, already expressing their feelings. Oh yes, they expressed their feelings in meetings we had over in Anchorage. They said they didn't want the land claims bill. They didn't have enough land. They wanted voice. But no, those are the ones that were at college and in senior years in 1970-71. Now they are getting strong as ours in these villages. Time limit. I feel the time limit for the land claims bill wasn't enough. It should have been 50 to 100 years. For a simple reason, schools and high schools didn't come to be into Bristol Bay area, not until 1950. Some of them are just getting high schools not too long ago. 1955, 56, they're just getting high school. Meaning we don't have enough educated people to see and to show us how to run. What we need is more lawyers, our own people, lawyers, doctors, nurses, whatever, to keep our land. As you may recall, I haven't mentioned money. Money doesn't mean anything. They took enough money from this Alaska land to never even pay for what they've taken out. They've taken out so much. The land resource here, this land is rich, and it's rich beyond your scope, beyond ours. There's lots of valuable resources here. Somebody mentioned when we were talking in one of the meetings, they've took enough money out of Bristol Bay alone to pave our highways here with about 24 carats worth of gold. That's how much money they just taken out just in Bristol Bay. And that's how I feel about the land claims bill. And keep in mind, we are going to be hearing from the younger generation here. They have every right to speak and say, because we cannot leave them out. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to read mine. My name is Dorothy Larson, and I'm from Dillingham. I would like to read you a poem that I wrote on December 18th, 1971, that will relate to you how I felt about the act then. December 18th, 1971. Today it passed, the Native Land Claims Bill. The blood and sweat and tears will now begin to flow. The passage of this historic claim will bring forth rivalry, pitting one against the other, another of our own. Pray that our leaders will be able to guide us with a spirit of togetherness. Let us band together as regal chiefs to attain and maintain the pride of our people. We must. So, brothers and sisters, lest we stray, we must unite and work together. We've had no fences or boundaries to bar us from our way of life. They will be present from this day on. The key is unity for the survival of our offspring, of our culture and our heritage. I continue to feel that unity is the key to the survival of our nativeness, as well as to the key to the survival of the corporate structure that has evolved by the passage of the Act. Unity doesn't mean that everyone must agree on a position, but that there should be a consensus among the people. If there are to be amendments to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, it should come through agreement by the majority of the Alaska Native community of the proposals being considered, and that we, the shareholders, will have some choices to consider and that we, the individual shareholders, are taken into consideration this time around in any deliberations for changes to the Claim Settlement Act.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You know, I just got one more. I forgot to mention why.
Okay.
I forgot to mention why I took those mountains from around that when they told me to draw that map. The reason why I went around there was because just my generation, my uncle, Ivan Blunka, my dad, and George and them, that they'll know. They could tell you if I'm right or wrong. But they used to take care of reindeer herds from Naknek side up to the big lake, Iliamna Lake, go around Malchatna, Stuyok, and back over to Togiak. That's why I mapped that map out. That was the reason why I mapped it that way. And I just want that for the record.
Manna Pichukhani Native Land Claim Settlement Act Torstigal Hotinuk Watten Unnomuk Pichukhtuk, December 18, 1971 Nami Native Land Claims Mannaqua Billak Yum you twat toy awat chali su slat what su alu white I agni rach kauch to quak slat matum claimum now tach kaugai inglu gutst you got touchik chaliluni yugumuna samun to ing lukutuni yugumuna samun to asukhatn kanlin nuk igasakamikun kaiga kichi kwankuta chiuli kakhtumta chiuli kakhnao aitkut At Tauchimk, Umyong Sarakun. Tosu Kaigatin Huankutun Hotoya, Piscomatin Illy. Taum Kuyukhluta Pikista. Chiuli Kachnul Ratstun. Chalisu Drew Maklugu Yuguni Hotoyman a Pichirachput. Ilak Shani Afut Nrit Nachtukut, Taugama Kuyukhluta, Jalishut Krutasu, Chiungani Umut Stalinghustun, Ayuk Shukut Wasu, Chukunk Nilinghustun, Afut Kampnika. Chao Asamni, you Naksarami for the Bichiramni. Fanihua Matum Tochberg Lutaris Suti, Chiumucht Kamta Attau Chiluta Yuskaputta, Kingun Kaputum Yoksuki, Chadi to you chichput, you yarachputu, yokluku. Manahuatoya, Agumo nakla.
Honey, Stugeram kicking on to Pete Andrew. Honey, Hakaning Sagatakto. A woman from Guda, the Kirot Sumk. Chali, neat lasm, neat lasm, queen, Adam Jijiko. When he got Pisoya Ramana, Dorton, Pickin Ritumi Jack, but Twanko, the Yugune. The Mam the Yugune at all, but Illumin. Tamam tato wak po yung nipiso ko yung arman na. Nakinpiso ko yung lakit. Huwag ko tas to yung arman ng kita kata. Suku na pakisuki. Tuwabot piso ko yung kata, piso ko yung kata kata. Piso ko yung kanin kata, to ay suki. Kasa magsu, sikikilukin ma, kimuhtay ko siya, kimuhtong kusko yung ako. Chali, Huang Kuta, Pisulas Hukut, Tuntu Agskumta, Kuyukhuta Pillam, Tachanim Takata, Pagani, Huang Kuta, Kuyukhutung Stuyam, Pisukulutung, Piskuninglu, Taunato, Tuntu Akslu, Tuntu Lu, Tuntu Akato. Piwiakaput at tawtsiyokta huangkuta damakut kunukut ngitaput pisokoyakamak at sitokto at pisongunak kunukutuk siwiliaput pisoulaskut inakutawnat siwiliaput pisoulaskut Akanak tumak mo. Akanat kanganak pisukulot. Ignatin watin piyoy naki. Pipisit tahoon. Pipisit tahoon. Tunumig luki ay yatak luki. Yakpanun. Anama kwe kanam titas kwanga. Anama kanam titas kwanga. Pisuwa kamang kanganang ika-ikani ingritik ko tanglas tunok chokwik ng tanglas ti. Suko yung mayo ng tanglas ay nilrit kanganak sulrayan ilin ito nasa kusot ikanayamok ng tunumiglot suko yung mumakin piyo nga ito kikawot ingrinun ikawot kakwamak piyo nga ito Tagluni piyawat tunok sukwigin. Ikuming reman ilrim akmatin. Taman ito tangkot lasin. Samag ta kunuk-kunuk. Magumiwakt kukunatin kangana. Ang katas tamakutik na kukunatin pisok tukakululasin ito. Huang kuta. Nak-nagtawam nakakalo tayus kukut. Salimakut. Auluks puta taqulu putlu pisuqulutun pisuqulutun ta kisuyuilam chanak toy kippuart taqarlutun neqkaaramnak onkuta tawgam sayagum neq pasulqukut onkuta maani tiuqlerni yugune tiuqlerni tawgam yup chali Jadi saya ketamaan kakunangita chais kamun. Sugiyakating kanani, kikutami, sa kiklay ng galiko. Sa mugtojas homog pinako. Nakakamtu nakatama na pichyato nakakluko. Nuna makulinan may ipucan tang lelaka si malukun ng awalakayan ng may. Malukutuman yut nakakatsayak. Kami kutuman nakakatsayak. Malukun muna kukluko. Nuna makulinan wala suko. Tuwat na kaso nyo ilating pifkanaki. Ilating sa kaso na ayaw ko pifkanaki. Pistail ng utlo magkutikirakluki. Tikirakluki na kahit na. Imasok kubi at asigilut. Imkut kubi at ako ang ilakit. Kubi at ako ang ilakit. Unwa kum kayagilut ng ayagilut ng kubi asokulutin. Kubiasokulutin tuyuluki kinaktsikluki. Uwani kunuk makuskos mafkanaki. Ako ang yata. Sali kubiat siyano makuunaktsok na kunukstukfanak pisutnak. Sukfanak pisutnak. Kubian kuitang rasong aso. Yoko alas katni. Yolo mukso ili kubia mi kong kakson. Yolo tkamay ayakila kasi tuntut yolo it kubia knaluki. Tama ko si kitsui natin si fitskani kuingat kubia leilal skonga tama ko si imk. Kitsui natin tuntut katsiron nakit. Tuntut katoa nakit makut kitsia kautat. Mokwet kapuhta kautat. Tama ko mong to, tama ko kubiya ka lahat ng to at kubiya lehto ko lahat ng piyak sa ito. Sa mag nunas kunuk kinako. Nunak kunuk nakit kapiya ka ka. Tuwang ko tamay, kunuk sakapot magut. Nunalewt nagsusikyut put magut. Nunat magut. Sikyut kisput. Pitalo takpa. Ano kaya ko? Kali kaya ko.
Okay, Pete Andrew had quite a few things to say. I'll try to get the highlights of what he said. I wrote as fast as I could here. And his first concern was the subsistence way of life. He gave us a little story of how it was back in the old days when people would go out and go hunting. For instance, he gave an example. If a bunch of villagers went out and got a moose, all the people that went out to get that moose got a share of that moose. And not only that, when they went back into the village, the people also shared a portion of that meat with the people who stayed home. The idea of subsistence, his interpretation of it is probably one that we need to take a note of, and that is that subsistence was not primarily just for the person who went out and got what he was after, but he went out to make sure that everybody else, whether they were able or not able, got to eat what he went out after. Another area he covered was that in the past that there were no real restrictions on how they were to hunt. You know, today we have fish and game restrictions and regulations that tell us how we can hunt and fish and so on. But in the past there were no restrictions. And also, in the past, not just one member of the family, but the whole family went out and shared in the hunt. And particularly, the whole family would go out and go squirrel hunting in the springtime. And he made kind of a humorous joke about babysitters. He says the ladies back then didn't worry about babysitters. When it came time to go out and do some squirrel hunting, they took their children on their back pack and took them along, and the whole family went out and got what they were after. And nobody back then said or told anybody else that they couldn't hunt squirrels or hunt whatever here in the Mucklung Hills just because you were from Chugyung, or if you were from the Kakwak, they didn't say you couldn't come or go there or here. But he says that everybody that wanted to come and hunt and to fish were welcome. And he'd like to see a similar thing continue in the future of the Alaska people, the Native people. And then the primary source of food came from the land. The meat came from the land, and then the main diet, he says, particularly to him and his